Hey, welcome back to Tales from the Nerd Room. This is my part two of the X-Men Schism issue 2 of 5 review. The last episode, I gave the overview of the issue. I was sober at the time. I did not expect to take this break. I had some company, and I drank a bit too much. So this should be interesting. First up, I kind of want to talk about Frank Cho's art. I really, really liked his art off the first one. I thought it was Frank Cho-ish. That's a word, Cho-ish. It was good. I liked it. This issue, I had a few issues with the issue's art. And by some issues, I mean, like, we're talking, like, 2 or 3 panels. Nothing big at all. Frank Cho is amazing. I love this. This is, like, one of my first X-Men books that I'm reading, and he's on art. One of the things, I think like the third page in, halfway down the page, Wolverine has no upper lip. I don't know, and that's my issue. There's a couple pages where I look at Wolverine's, character, and I kind of go, oh, Frank, you kind of dropped the ball. But, again, we're talking maybe 3 or 4 panels through the whole comic. It's fantastic. One of the moments that I really liked was, the silent page that has the 4 different Sentinel run-ins. There's like a Spider Sentinel and then just regular Sentinels, I suppose. You have Psylocke, Angel, Domino, Moonstone, and Northstar, I believe. I just thought it was pretty cool because I haven't read a whole lot of X-Men, but the stuff I've read involves Domino, and I think she's a pretty badass character. And I don't know how much she's used, but I just like to see her show up every once in a while. Another page that I really, really, really liked, besides the girl in the little pink Hello Kitty suit killing the intergalactic dogs, which that part was awesome. I loved it. The fact that she pulled out a lightsaber and was chopping these dogs up was just amazing. I don't know. I was surprised. I never thought it would go in that direction. And the fact that she cut off his stabbing hand, that cracked me up. Jason Aaron, that's why you do such fantastic work. And then getting shot across the face and the head's blowing up, that's fantastic too. But I really liked the panel where you have Emma Frost, Colossus, Iceman, Magneto, and Namor walking to the Museum of Mutant History. I really thought this nailed the characters. Colossus is smiling, you know, he's a big-ass guy. He's just walking, smiling. Emma's very independent and strong. I mean, it really seemed to play into their characters through the art. And what really caught my eye was Namor. I mean, just him walking. I don't know if it's his arms or what, but he just looks like such a pompous ass. Like, he even walks like a dick. And, like, he owns that red carpet. And I think that's why I love Namor. I mean, I love the fact that he's a pompous ass. And I love that he's walking that way. And it just shows through the art. And another thing, and I know this isn't, like, Frank Cho didn't create these characters. But the Hellfire Club goons, I suppose. I don't know what they'd be called. They're awesome. They're masks. The kind of, like, plain-faced. It's creepy as hell. It's awesome. And to see the one with pigtails, you know, that's that little girl who just cut up the intergalactic hound dog guys. Like, that's awesome. That's great. Another thing that I really enjoyed from the writing, damn, I may need to do a third part of this, is the like, Wolverine, I know he kind of takes people under his wing, but his conversation with IDIE, you can tell he reaches out. He's like the father figure. And I really like that, and I like that the schism actually occurred in this issue. Not that I'm complaining about last issue at all, but I just thought it was cool. And the fact that he had that conversation with ID, and she's kind of like, oh, I'm a monster, blah, 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 blah. That was pretty neat. And the fact that the next Generation Hope number 10 has her as a murderer. Interesting. So overall, this is a fantastic issue. I'd say it's a 10 out of 10. Definitely go buy this issue, or buy the series so far. Number 1 and 2 are awesome. So that was my review of issue 2 of X-Men Schism. You can follow me on Twitter at Zach Cardinelle, ZachCardinelle. And on, WordPress.